We experienced connection problems from Marion Local tonight. We got through the pregame show with a lot of skipping. We are including parts of the pregame show with Diana Rammel with the archives. We had to disconnect our show due to the poor internet connection, and we connected to WCSM's 100.3 The Lake broadcast, and we got connected early in the first set. You'll hear parts of our pregame show, followed by WCSM's broadcast of the game with Ron Brunswick.
It's time for another sports presentation right here on the Ford Recovery Coverage on its way.
We are at Marion Local, and Indians are getting ready to take on the Marion Local Flyers in a MAC match. And problem with our connection, and we're probably going to lose our signal, which means we will be a WCSM simulcast. It's going to be 100.3. We're connected, but we could lose it at any time. So as long as I'm with Diana Rimmel, and we have problems from time to time, so we'll try to get this all sorted out here.
There I am.
Yes. Sorry.
That's all right.
I could see your lips moving.
Yeah. Well, you know. As long as Neil hears me or sees me, that's all that matters.
The simulcast, which will take me a few minutes to go outside to do that, but so I'll have to grab the laptop, go outside, so it'll be dead air for a little bit if we lose everything. And right now it looks like we might have lost everything, but we'll see.
Okay.
But so upcoming games, Thursday we're hosting St. Henry, another big MAC match. There'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, and we'll be connected with the NFHS video. Friday it's football at St. Henry. They'll have the NFHS video. Probably WCSM will be connected to that. Football for Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that. And Saturday, volleyball in one that's not on our schedule, on the printed out schedule, early schedule, but volleyball is hosting Lima Shawnee, and that's a 10 a.m. JV start, not our regular noon. Mm-hmm. And we'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver, who was just either nominated or inducted into the Podcaster Hall of Fame. That is really awesome.
Very,
and it's well deserved.
He is
he's a great tonight.
Yeah, I got nothing. I have yet to see Marion play. I know, just looking at records, which really you can't bank on records when you're playing MAC against MAC.
Especially at their place.
Yeah, they're coming in at 0-3 in the MAC, and 3-7, but that really doesn't say a whole lot. With the MAC night, you just got to come and play, or you know, it's not going to end up well for you. So, Indians are 2-1 in the MAC, 5-5 overall. So, I think it's going to be very evenly matched. As far as predicting who comes out on top, I guess, you know, I'm not going to be a predictor, but because sometimes that tends to come back and haunt me. But
that is, when you're over here, that is not how it goes.
Not with this low ceiling. Nope.
Yep. And surprised at how very few touched the rafters in the JV
me too.
Match. It went three, and they got us in three. First went 32-30. They won that one, and then we won the next one, and they won the last one, I think, 25-22 or 23.
It was a tight match. Oh, my gosh. It was such a good game. And both teams fought so hard. It was just evenly matched, and somebody had to lose, and it just boiled down to whoever made the last mistake or the most mistakes, you know?
Yeah, so, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We hope we can stay connected here. As I said, we may have to switch over to WCSM time. Okay, we're back, and I think we're sort of on the air. Sounds like we're cutting in and out a little bit from what I can tell. We may have to pull the plug. And, you know, Indians have played well in streaks in some games, several games in a row, and then we'll play not so well. We've times when we played extremely well against great teams, Knoxville, for instance. So looks like they're getting ready for the national anthem and the introduction. So we'll take another break here, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
This is back lifted. Frank dug in the back row that time by the Indians, and now going to be free ball into the net. That time the dig was a little bit, the barrel that time. Can Audra Butt play some back row? And the libero also in that back row, all breaking Kanapke. Kanapke down the middle of that back row with Forkamp and Garkey. That is Kanapke. Up to Bowenkamp. She'll set up Whitley. Ramel, and she'll roll one across the double block. Ramel the kill for recovery of the point. That makes the score now 6-2. Advantage belongs to Fort Recovery. Subs on both sides. Julia Moore into the volleyball game, as well as Eve Mesher. They'll join Lindsay Caning, Chloe Ronabon, Nora Eckstein, and Lydia Eifert in that back row. Back to do the serving. The aforementioned Aubra Bupp. So Bupp will back to serve the lefty. Right at the other libero, that would be Eifert. Now Moeller back set to Caning and still slam one home. Lindsay Caning on the wraparound. Now to make the score now 6-3 here in set one. Flyers within three. Flyers get the serve back. Freshman Chloe Ronabon will go back to do the serving. In the back row, you got the libero back there. Aubrey Kanapke flanked by Audra Bupp and also Marissa Garkey. The freshman sends it across. Now that time by Kanapke. Back set Bowenkamp to Ramel. Hit it over everybody. Out of bounds. Point Marion Local. And on red and white night, at least in the student section, it's 6-4. Flyers now within a pair. Chloe Ronabon will serve up again from the right back position. Ronabon serving the air. Second back row by Aubrey Kanapke. Now Mullenkamp sets up Garthy block, and it's going to end up on the Indian side. Lindsay Canning teamed up with Eve Mesher to put that wall up. And all of a sudden, the Flyers within a point at 6-5 at the trailing 5-1. Chloe Ronabon will serve it up again. Kanapke the main target back there. Instead, it'll be Audra Butt. Up to Candy Mullenkamp. Back to Whitley Ramel, and she hit the Candy Cane on the way over. We got our first tie tonight here in the varsity field. 6-6. A lot of ties back in that JV game. Before recovery won the first set 32-30. And then Marion Local came back and won set 2-3, 25-22, and 25-23. And now Chloe Ronabon will serve. Middle left back row, Aubrey Kanapke. Audra Buck to her right, Marissa Garkey to her left. Now Ronabon serve from right to left on the dow. That'll be Kanapke up to Mullenkamp. Sets up Marissa Garkey. That's blocked and it falls on the Flyers side. Caning and Mesher are there, but Garkey went right through both of them. Indians back on top 7-6. Substitution Olivia Winter, the only senior when head coach Anthony Chappell's roster, will come in and play some back row with Lydia Eifert and Nora Eckstein. They all wait to serve with Whitley Ramel. Ramel serving the air. Eifert up to Julia Moeller, and I think we got an illegal setting of the volleyball by Julia Moeller. In her defense, she had to go into the net to do that. So the miscue will belong to her, but certainly the preset was more of the problem there. 8-6 advantage Indians. Ramel serves it up again. Same targets back here. This will be Olivia Winter. Chased down by Lindsay Caning, and now free ball across by Julia Moeller. Whitley Ramel up to Kenny Mullenkamp. Wrap around Grace Guggenbilt. That's Eve Mesher. Chased down by Eifert. Back to Mesher. And that's dug in the back row that time by Audra Bupp. Now Kenny Mullenkamp sets up Marissa Garkey. Dug by Winter all the way across. Now back on the inside. And Garkey from the 10-foot line. Picked up by Winter. Julia Moore comes our way to Nora Eckstein. Dug by Kenny Mullenkamp. Chased down and out of bounds. Kill for Nora Eckstein. Point for Marion Local. We got a good one going here in set number 1-8-7. And now Paige Hess, the 5'2 junior defensive specialist, will come in to do the serving. Her target, Audra Bump. Instead, it'll be Marissa Garkey to Kenny Mullenkamp. Middle set, Grace Guggenbiller off the hands and down. Guggenbiller the kill. Courtney cover the point. Guggenbiller, as I said, one of five seniors on the roster. We got Marissa Garkey, Lily Luthol, a senior. Senior includes Aubrey Kanapke and also Whitney Ramel. And now heading back to serve the other setter. That's Paige Wendell. Wendell serving the air. Dug by Olivia Winter. Up to Julia Moeller. Moeller's going to set up Eckstein from the 10-foot line. Heading back row by Audra Bupp. Now Faith Wendell goes Marissa Garkey's way, and that's out of bounds. Went over everybody. Bowie Carey wants a touch. Not going to get it. And we are now 9-8. Advantage Fort Recovery. Serve back on the Flyers side. Freshman Natalie Beamer's back into the game. She'll set and do the serving. Target's back there. Bump. And Garkey, and right between them, Aubrey Kanapke. Nobody's going to get that one. That's one hopping all the fence out of here. Service here will get full recovery at 10-8 lead. Substitution, Mara Pearson back in the game. She'll replace Audra Bupp, normal rotation. She'll join Tegan Forkamp and Grace Guggenbiller in that front row. Garkey will serve. Eifert Winter, the main target back there. Instead, it'll be Nora Eckstein. To Natalie Evers. Now Eckstein, a back row delivery. Dug that time by Kanapke. Middle set, Guggenbiller. Dug by Olivia Winter. up to Natalie Evers. To Nicole Frank, block for a point. One-on-one block at that time, Grace Guggenbiller. The 5'10 senior, Guggenbiller had 14 blocks coming into tonight. And she'll give for recovering an 11-8 lead here in set number one. Marissa Garkey will serve it up again. Eifert, Winter, and Eckstein. And that's a gator. Rolls across the net, falls between the 10-foot line and the center line. Timeout Flyers. Indians 12, Flyers 8. That one. Your sports center, WCSM.
Coleman Inc. has worked hard to help build your farm from the ground up, and we've enjoyed being a part of that. Hi, this is Dale Everman from Holman Incorporated in Maria Stein. Coleman Inc. has been your local solution to diversifying and helping maximize your return on your family farm. We strive to provide you with exceptional service, the right solution to fit your needs, and a good feeling even after the sale. Holman Inc. thanks you. Holman Inc., a family-owned and operated business caring about your family farm since 1958.
Hi, Fred from St. Henry Tile Company. Since 1960, St. Henry Tile and its divisions have been helping families and businesses by supplying quality split-face block, brick and stone products to enhance their homes and buildings. Come see our experienced staff at St. Henry Tile Company, Wayne Builders Supply, Minster Supply, Grand Lake Builders Supply, Burn Ready Mix, and Richmond Builders Supply, or on the web at sthenrytileco.com.
Stein, Lydia Eifert on the dig, and that one's heading out of bounds. That'll be an ace for Marissa Garkey after the timeout. And our first Johnny Bench lead of the night, 13-8, Indians advantage. Indians 2-1 in conference. We take a peek there, 2-1 for Coldwater's 2-1 as well as Versailles. More information on that in a minute here. There's a dig by Eifert, and now going to be an illegal hit against Olivia Winter as she's laying on the floor trying to hit that one. That'll make it 14-8, but you got two teams of 3-0 going in tonight. That would include the New Knoxville Rangers and the New Bremen Cardinals. Coldwater, Fort Recovery, and Versailles all 2-1 in conference play. There's another cheater by Marissa Garkey. Over the net, hit between the 10-foot line and the center line. That makes it 15-8. They're in local 0-3 in conference play. Minster 1-2. Parkland Henry also 1-2. And St. John's 0-3 as well in the MAC. Now the Garkey serve. Dug by Olivia Winter. She'll go up to Natalie Evers. Evers sets up Nicole Frank from the center of the volleyball court. Dug, or I should say, Aubrey Konopke got to it. But a diving Marissa Garkey could not put it in any better play. That'll be a Frank kill, a Marion local point. They trail by a touchdown, 15-9. Speaking of touchdowns, full recovery going to Sandry to battle the Redskins this week in our feature game. More about that schedule in a little bit. There's the serve that time by Eckstein. Garkey, Wendell, back set to Guggenbiller. That'll be dug by Frank, chased out by Natalie Evers, bump set. And now Stella Hilsman from the 10-foot line. Garkey, Wendell, cross court, Mara Pearson, and that is down on the Flyers side. Pearson just enough off of the stop where we'll get a kill. And that'll make the score now 16-9 here in set number one. Indian 16, Flyers 9, set 1. Grace Guggenbiller back to do the serving again. Targets, Lydia Eifert, Chloe Ronnebaum, and Nora Eckstein. That'll be one hopping all defense out of here. That's a service error. That'll make it 16-10. Cabrera, Aubrey Konopke back in the game. She'll join Marissa Garkey and Mara Pearson in serve reception area for libero Lydia Eifert. Eifert serve across Pearson up to Faith Wendell. Wendell to Whitley Rammel. That's off the hand picked up by Eckstein. Evers sets up Nicole Frank. The left-hander is putting one down. Went through the double block of Pearson and Rammel on the Nicole Frank kill. The Flyers back-to-back points and now deficit 16-11. Serve again will be Lydia Eifert. Same targets back there. Pearson, Garkey, and Aubrey Konopke. Serve across. Dug by Mara Pearson. Chased down by Whitley Rammel, and then Aubrey Konopke could not get that one across. Had a long way to go. Was almost in the bench to try to get that one across. Three straight Flyer points. And their deficit here in set one, now 16-12. Lydia Eifert continues to serve it across. Marissa Garkey up to Faith Wendell. Wendell's going to set up Mara Pearson. That's going to be dug by Eifert. Chased down by Eckstein, and then Chloe Ronnebaum will free ball that one to Garkey. To Faith Wendell. Wendell quick set Whitley Rammel. It's a deep Nora Eckstein to dig. Natalie Evers sets up Chloe Ronnebaum. Blocked for a point. Whitley Rammel teamed up with Tegan Forkamp. That was all Rammel, by the way, that got her hands on it. That'll make the score now 17-12. And back to do the serving now will be Kennedy Mollenkamp. The freshman doing some setting. Also played a little bit in that JV game. Mollenkamp from the right back position. Send that one across. Dug by Eckstein up to Natalie Evers. Evers going to back set Nicole Frank. And that's over everybody out of here. 18-12, 6-point lead for Fort Recovery. Marion Local's going to use their second timeout. We'll take a break with them. Set one, Indians 18, Flyers 12. Your Sports Center, WCSM.
So you've wheeled out the grill and fired it up, and you tossed on four of the finest marinated pork chops you've ever received from Winners Meats. You've got the picnic table set with all the trimmings from baked beans to potato salad, even some of Winners' award-winning summer sausage and cold cuts. Now, settle in for a mouth-watering meal from Winners and enjoy. And as for your nosy neighbors, tell them to get their own. Everyone loves a winner. Winners Meats in Osgood.
Mercer Health Medical Group at Southland welcomes Dr. Brian Colopy. Dr. Colopy, a family practice physician, is joining Dr. Terry Rohde, Dr. Kristen Sherman, Kate McCollum, and Amanda Hurley, both certified nurse practitioners. Mercer Health Medical Group at Southland is located at the corner of State Route 66 and Southland Road in between New Bremen and St. Mary's. For a full listing of all Mercer Health's locations, visit mercer-health.com.
With the kill, and that'll cut the deficit to 18-13. Set the lineups here real quickly. Nicole Frank, Nora Eckstein, Lenny Eifert, Chloe Ronnebaum, Natalie Evers, and Lindsey Canning on the Flyers court. Serve reception right now, Aubrey Kanacki, Mara Pearson, and Marissa Garkey. Now Kenny Mollenkamp going to set up Whitley Ramble from the 10-foot line. Roll one. Right there is Ronnebaum, Eifert, bump set over to Natalie Evers. She'll hit one deep, picked up by Garkey. Now Mollenkamp sets up Mara Pearson, block. Pearson digs. Now battle at the net. It's back on the Indian side. Aubrey Kanapke, Kenny Mollenkamp. Quick set to Ramel and into the net. Miscommunication that time by a couple Indians. Back-to-back Flyer points after the timeout. And Anthony Chapel squad now within 18-14 here in set one. Nicole Frankel snivered again. The lefty sends some juice on that one. Aubrey Kanapke to Kenny Mollenkamp. Back set. Mara Pearson hits one down the line but out of bounds. Lindsey Walters raises the flag, says that's out of bounds there. The line judge over there in the corner. Glenn Greenshorn on the other side. 18-15, three straight Flyer points. Nicole Frank throws that one high. Dug by Aubrey Kanapke up to Kenny Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp going to set up Whitley Ramel on the attack. Dug by Lydia Eifert. Now Natalie Evers, bump set. Nicole Frank off the high hands, picked up by Kanapke. Up into the net area. Point Marion Local. Timeout Indians. 18-16, Flyers win 2. On your Sports Leader, WCSM.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kopp Pharmacy can help you live your life in your home with our new home safety program. Our certified aging-in-place specialists can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids, and more. So to learn more, visit www.kopppharmacy.com/home safety. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Do you see a McDonald's restaurant and think of the great people that work there? We do. I'm Stacey Voorhees with your local Montford Voorhees McDonald's. We are committed to our employees and our fans and invite you to consider working with us. Schedules are flexible to your availability, and we are looking for smiles of all ages for all shifts. Want to work just 2 hours, like 7 to 9 or 11 to 1 at lunch? We'd love for you to join our team.
Service error by Marion Local after the Indian timeout. We'll give the Indians a 19-16 lead, giving them the serve back as well. As Aldra Buck will go back there to serve it up. But from the middle back position, the lefty sends it from left to right. That's into the net and onto the Indian side. That'll be a Flyer point, and the Flyers now within a pair, 19-17. Chloe Ronnebaum, the ninth bidder, back to do the serving. Her target's back here. Aldra Buck, Aubrey Kanapke, and Marissa Garkey. Serves across. This will be dug by Kanapke to Whitley Ramel. Cross court over to Marissa Garkey. She'll free ball it across. That'll be dug by Ronnebaum. Moeller sets up Eve Mesher. Dug in the back row that time by Bump. Kennedy Mollenkamp sets up Marissa Garkey. Rolls one. Eckstein on the dig. Julia Moeller to Lindsey Candy. Puts one in the back. Right there was Bump to Mollenkamp to Ramel. That's dug by Ronnebaum to Julia Moeller. And she'll free ball one into the middle of nowhere. Julia Moeller found that little X that we talked about on that 10-foot line. Hit it perfect. And the Flyers within one, 19-18 here in set one. There's a Cody Ronbaum serve right into the nylon. We talked about getting the Magic 20 Indians first team there tonight in the varsity field. Everybody got the 20 every game in the JV tonight. 30-32, 25-22, and 25-23. Marion Local knocked off for recovery. Now Olivia Winter back in to join Lydia Eifert and Nora Eckstein in that back row. Ramel will serve from left to right on the dial. That's into the net, and that's a Squire point. That'll make it 20-19. Ramel will head to the bench. Aubrey Konapke to Libero will join Audra Buff and Marissa Garkey back in third reception. Paige Hess back into the Flyer lineup. 5-2 junior. Defensive specialist. She'll serve from the left back position. Sends it across. Dug by Konapke up to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will set up Marissa Garkey. Blocked out of bounds. Stella Hilsman teamed up with Eve Mesher, but that one took one hop and jumped into the Flyer student section. Indians up 21-19. Lily Luthold comes out. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes out. Comes back in. Will be Faith Wendell. Wendell wanted that 6-2 attack. As far as setting goes, Wendell from the right back position. Keegan Forkin, we mentioned her in our pregame that she may do some setting. She has, but Mollenkamp doing the other tonight. There's Eifert. Up to Julia Moeller, bump set over to Nora Eckstein. Rolls one across, back there's bump to Garkey. Now free ball that time by Aubrey Konapke. Done by Olivia Winter. Winter will go to Julia Moeller. Quick set to Stella Hilsman, down in. Hilsman moves it across the blocker right behind the 10-foot line. And just like the JV contest, we got a tight match here late. 21-20 Indian. Substitution Natalie Evers, one of two freshmen in the rotation, will come in and set and serve. Her targets, Arbe Konapke, Audra Buff, and Marissa Garkey. They're joined on the court by Faith Wendell, Tegan Forkamp, and Grace Guggenbiller. Right now, Wendell will go over to Tegan Forkamp, blocked out of bounds. That time, Stella Hilsman and Nicole Frank blocked it, went onto the Indian side, but out of bounds on the Indian side. And the Indians up by a pair again here in set number 122-20. Marissa Garkey back to do the serving from the right back position. Lydia Eifert, Nora Eckstein, Olivia Winter deep. This will be Eifert. Up to Natalie Evers, bump set. Stella Hilsman from the 10-foot line, dug in the back row by Konapke, up into the net, dug out by Wendell, and free balled by Pearson, and we'll call an illegal hit, or they will. And Sterling Kamimuku, and I think I'm pronouncing that right, up on top of the net tonight, while Michael Luth on the bottom. 22-21, Nora Eckstein serves with a one-point deficit. Right at Grace Guggenbiller. Faith Wendell keeps it out of the net. Now Aubrey Konapke free balls across. There's Eifert. Evers back set. Nicole Frank blocked for a point. Mara Pearson with the block. Corey Cover with a point. And the Indians up by a pair here in set number 123-21. Getting late here in set one. Serve will be Grace Guggenbiller. Eckstein. Bronnebaum and Lydia Eifert. That's Eifert. Up to Natalie Evers, back set to Nicole Frank off the block, picked up by Guggenbiller to Ramel, and then Marissa Garkio free ball out across. Eckstein waiting on it to Natalie Evers, cross court, Chloe Ronnebaum, count it. Good swing by the freshman, Chloe Ronnebaum. And the Flyers within a point again, 23-22. Just one tie in this one at 6-6. Lydia Eifert will serve at a 23-22 deficit. The libero sends it right into the nylon. Point for recovery. And the Indians now a point away from claiming set one. And Lily Luthold and Kenny Mollenkamp were re-enter Travis Guggenbiller's Indian lineup. The serve from the right back position will be Kenny Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp's target, Eifert, Ronnebaum, and right between them, Nora Eckstein. From the right back position will be Kenny Mollenkamp, the freshman. Dug by Lydia Eifert. Chased down by Natalie Evers, and then Nicole Frank will do a nice job getting to the cross. Ramel, Mollenkamp, wrap around Whitley. Ramel off the block and down. That one belongs to Fort Recovery. Indians 25, Marion Locals 22. We'll add up our numbers, give them to you when we return on your sports leader, WCSM.
Probe. Scalpel. The damage is pretty bad.
I think I'm going to faint.
Focus. Give me that hammer.
Oh.
Just one more. There.
Do you think he'll pull through?
I think he'll be just fine. Carriage Works takes body repair seriously. From small dents and dings to major collision damage, Carriage Works uses leading-edge technology to make sure your ride leaves the shop looking better than new. Carriage Works. Serious auto body repair. On the east edge of St. Henry on 118.
Volleyball was invented over 125 years ago in the United States by William Morgan, but years later received its official name, aptly given, when the volley-like nature of the game was noticed. Championship volleyball, played by our young ladies, diving to dig, jumping to spike, looping to block with military precision, strategically changing their positions at a moment's notice. Our hometown team is strategically working on improving your fiber or wireless internet speeds and service. Hometown is proud to sponsor ladies volleyball as we are dedicated to our customers, community, and company.
Fast Affordable Care, Grand Lake Urgent Care is committed to serving you and your family. Grand Lake Health Systems offers urgent care in person on our main campus, or you can access our new virtual care anytime from the convenience of your own home. Virtual urgent care is available from your computer or mobile device by using the link at www.grandlakehealth.org Monday through Friday, 9 to noon and 1 to 9 p.m. and on Saturday through Sunday, 10 to 5 p.m. Urgent care can be utilized for those non-emergent conditions such as sports injuries, poison ivy, pink eye, muscle joint pain, nausea, vomiting, colds and flus, and more. We are ready to care for you.
Welcome back to Flyer Gymnasium. Set one goes to Fort Recovery. Indians took an early lead, 5-1. The Flyers came back and tied it up at 6-6. Indians built a couple six-point advantages. The first one of those was at 18-12. And the next thing you know, they win 25-22. The Flyers came back to 22-21 and 23-22. But the Indians prevailed. For Marion Local in set number one, Stella Hilsman had a kill. Nicole Frank, 3 kills and 3 service points. Lindsay Koenig, a kill and a block. Chloe Ronnebaum, 2 kills and 4 service points. And it was Lydia Eifert with 2 service points. For the Fort Recovery Indians, Marissa Garkey, 2 kills and 6 service points. Laura Pearson, a kill and a block. Tegan Forkamp, a kill and a block. Grace Guggenbiller, 2 kills, 2 service points, and also a block. Whitley Rammel, 2 kills and a block and a service point. Kenny Molenkamp, credited with 2 service points. Team-wise, Marion Local, 9 kills. 1 block and 9 service points. Fort Recovery, 8 kills, 4 blocks, and 11 service points. A good first set, 25-22. Did get an update from St. Henry. Versailles won the first one over there, 27-25. Trish Rosenbeck's Redskins win set 2, 25-14. I want to thank Mr. Scott Ward for sharing that information. If we dig out the more scores tonight, we will do that. I know we got New Bremen and Coldwater battling over at New Bremen tonight. That's on 96.7 FM, and I'm sure they got a game or two in the books, but we'll see if we can't dig some of those scores out as well. We're ready to play set number two. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-22. For the Indians, it'll look like this. Whitley Rammel, Mara Pearson, Tegan Forkamp, Faith Wendell, Grace Guggenbiller, and Marissa Garkey. For the Flyers, as they open up here in set number two, Natalie Evers, along with Stella Hilsman, Nicole Frank, Nora Eckstein, Lindsay Koenig, and Olivia Winter, and now Lydia Eifert, the junior libero, also will join them, and Koenig will head to the bench and come back when it's front row time. Flyers 3-11 on the campaign, 0-3 in MAC play, 4 recovery, 5-5, 2-1 in the MAC. Indians had a good start to the season. In fact, wins over National Trail, St. Mary's, Jay County, and St. John. And the next thing you know, they were 4-0, did not lose a set in their first 4 matches. Has struggled a little bit since that. There's an Eckstein dig. Natalie Evers cross court to Stella Hilsman. Block. Hilsman digs. Now Natalie Evers bump set to Nicole Frank. Count that one. Good swing by Frank. Good set. That done by Natalie Evers. And Marion Local will take a lead here in our second set at 1-0. So 1-0. Now from the right back side, Nora Eckstein, who led it as a freshman last year, will do the serving. Third target, Marissa Garkey. Mara Pearson bump set, and Whitley Rammel is not going to get that one across the net. Rammel was heading backwards, going the wrong way to get the ball, and could not get that one across on their backside face. And that 2-0. Flyers with an early advantage here. Nora Eckstein serve again. Mara Pearson, Faith Wendell bump set over to Tegan Forkamp. She'll roll one across. There's Nicole Frank. Natalie Evers right back to the Nicole Frank. Dug by Garkey up into the Raptors, and on the third hit, the Indians not going to get that one across as Wendell and Forkamp both got a hand on it. Early start here for Marion Local in set number 2-3-0 for Anthony Chappell's squad. They tried to break a losing streak here. There's Marissa Garkey to Aubrey Kanapke. She'll go up to Mara Pearson. She'll roll one X sign on the dig. Natalie Evers digs it out of the net and then free ball across that time by Stella Hilsman. Now it goes all the way across and the Flyers going to let that one fall on their side. The preset went all the way across. The Flyers were not quite ready for that. Indians first point here in set two makes it 3-1 Flyer advantage. Kathy Molenkamp now in to do the serving. Molenkamp from the right back position targets Eifert. Flanked by Eckstein and Ronnebaum. That'll be Chloe Ronnebaum up to Natalie Evers. Right back to Ronnebaum and to it. That one hop in to the stands right over to Greensdorn Grove over there. And that'll make it 4-1 Indian. And rotating back to do the serving now will be Aubrey Kanapke from the... Aubrey Kanapke just going to chase the volleyball. Flyers got the point. 4-1. We had a net violation. Apologize. So now Eifert will serve to the other libero, Kanapke. To Kenny Molenkamp. Back set, Mara Pearson. Dug in the back row by Nora Eckstein.
Natalie Evers sets up Chloe Ronnebaum. Dug by Candy Molenkamp up into the rafters. And they're saying that hit the Candy Cane. As Lindsay Walters in the corner says that was an infraction. So that point will belong to Fort Recovery. Makes it 4-2 Indians within a pair. Audra Bupp back into the game. 5'8 junior defensive specialist. The lefty will serve to Ivers, Eckstein, and Ronnebaum. This will be nobody one hopping out of here as Lydia Ivers gets out of the way. On the service error, Flyers back up by 3, 5-2. Marion Local lost the first set. Indians 25, Flyers 22. And now lefty Nicole Frank to serve from the left back position. She'll serve that one hopping off the fence right by the WCSM sign over there in the end zone. That'll make the score now 5-3. Whitley Rammel rotates back to do the serving. Substitution Flyers, Julia Moeller into the game. Also into the game is E. Mesher. So Mesher into the game along with Julia Moeller. Whitley Rammel will serve from the right back position. Rammel serves across. Lydia Eifert the dig. And all the way across, the great Guggenbiller will put it right back down. Guggenbiller will get a kill on that one. That'll make it 5-4. Blocked by a stat lady saying. So Guggenbiller will get a point for Fort Recovery. We do know that. So it's 5-4. Now Whitley Rammel serves it up again. Rammel with 13 aces coming into the night. Now Moeller sets up Chloe Ronnebaum. That's a good swing by Ronnebaum. Went through the block of Lily Luth holding Grace Guggenbiller. I think went right between those two seniors. Indians with 5 seniors on the roster. Marion Local just that lone senior and Olivia Winter. Set number 2, 6-4. Marion Local leads Chloe Ronnebaum back to serve. Garkey, Bump, and Kanapke back, and that one's not going to be anybody as that's one hopping all defense out of here. That'll make it 6-5. Marion Local with a 1-point advantage. Indians a chance to tie it up here from the service area. Faith Wendell back in to do the serving. Tegan Forkamp joins Grace Guggenbiller and Marissa Garkey in the back in the front row. Serve in the air, dug by Lydia Eifert. All the way across to Tegan Forkamp will readjust that one and put it down. So Forkamp will get a kill for that one. Yes, a kill because she slapped it down with one hand. That'll make the score now 6-6. We're all tied up here in set number 2. Faith Wendell serve, dug by Olivia Winter. Chased down by Lydia Eifert. And now Eve Mesher's going to hit one deep, and that's out of bounds. Just missed the back end of the back line. So too much juice that time by Mesher. We'll make the score now. Marion Local trailing 7-6. Now Olivia Winter the dig. To Lydia Eifert. Eifert sets up Nora Eckstein. She has it blocked. And down on the Flyers side, Grace Guggenbiller teamed up with Tegan Forkamp. I think Forkamp got that. At least the way they're acting out there. And now Marion Local will take a timeout. We'll take a break with 8-6 for recovery lead set 2. On your sports leader, WCSM.
Chickasaw Quick Stop is hiring. Need a full or part-time job with flexible hours? Are you a retiree or are you a mom that just needs to get away from the children and get some adult interaction? Work with quality people. With a $5 an hour bonus incentive and gift cards for any open or partial shift, it's definitely a win-win. Check out a job at Chickasaw Quick Stop or just stop by and ask. Chickasaw Quick Stop on Route 274 in Chickasaw.
Says your office phone has to be at a desk or even a phone at all. With Wabash's hosted business phone service, you can use all of the features from your phone on your desk with almost any internet-connected device, whether you're at work, at home, or on the move. Having the ability of your team to work from anywhere is just one way Wabash's hosted business phone service can boost your company's productivity. Call Wabash for a demo at 419-942-1111 and learn more at wabash.com.
Back to Marion Local. Get things going here. We'll give you a couple scores in a minute here as well. Right now, Olivia Winter bumps set over to Nora Eckstein off the block back on the Flyers side. Now Winter sets Eckstein again. This one again off the block. Faith Wendell chased down by Aubrey Kanapke and Tegan Forkamp will free ball that one across. Eve Mesher the dig to Julia Moeller comes our way over to Nora Eckstein off the net. Picked up by Garkey and Guggenbiller is our free ball one across. Canning stood bump. Now back set Tegan Forkamp. Dug out down by Julia Moeller. Lydia Eifert bumps that Nora Eckstein. Picked up by Garkey up near the Raptors. The Tegan Forkamp pushes one deep. There's Olivia Winter all the way across, and Garkey eats it off. Marissa Garkey with a big-time kill there. And it's 9-6 Indians. Again, the Flyers started this season losing to Tri-Village and Jackson Center. Beat Lehman Caddick, and they're 1-2 in August. just 3-11 coming into the night. There's Julia Moeller, quick set, Lindsay Canning over everybody, out of bounds. Out of bounds, and that'll make the score now 10-6. Advantage the four recovery Indians with Faith Wendell serving, dug by Nora Eckstein. Eckstein to Julia Moeller, back to Eckstein off the block, and now chased down by Audra Buck, and going to be free balled across by Marissa Garkey. Olivia Winter waiting on it to Julia Moeller. Moeller quick set to Nora Eckstein off the block. Moore Campbell free ball to cross. Moeller quick set. Lindsay Caney pushing it deep and nobody home. Right in the far left corner. Heads up play that time by the junior. That'll cut the left deficit to 10-7. The Marion Local played in a really competitive tournament this weekend down at Mercy. McCauley lost all four. I'm going to give you some scores on that here in just a second as I dig my sheet out. I'll serve across. That's going to be dug in the back row by Bupp to Wendell, and then the little bit of miscommunication, and Bryn Arling gets the serve, by the way. Bryn Arling, a sophomore, plays some JV. She's back doing the serving right now, gets a service point, cuts the deficit to 10-8, serves again, and that one is going to be an ace as it hits the sideline on the far side. That makes it 10-9 when a couple Bryn Arling serves, and the Flyers within one. But the Flyers went down south and played this weekend. On Saturday, lost to Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. They're ranked in the top 15 in Division III. Now back to Marissa Garkey. Hit it out of bounds and was tied at 10-10. But the Flyers lost 32-30 at 25-16. Played Ryle out of Kentucky in the second of a pair of games on Saturday. Lost in three, 25-16, 18-25, and 25-22. Now we got a bump dig. Chased down by Kanapke. Free ball into the net by Tegan Borkham. Point. Marion Local and the Flyers, who lost the first set 25-22, all the way back with the lead here, 11-10. We were tied at 6 just not too long ago, and in fact, it was 10-6. And now the Bryn Arling serve. Mara Pearson chased down by Keegan Forkamp. Three ball across by Faith Wendell, dug by Olivia Winter. Julia Moeller, quick set to Nora, or to Stella Hilfman. Off the block, Hilfman to kill. That'll make the score down 12-10. So 12-10. I'll check and see. Want to make sure everything's okay out there. 12-10. Checking out. It was 10-7. So that's a 5. It was 10-6. 6-0 run right now. Marissa Garkey shares some information with the guy on the chair, Sterling Kaimi Muka. Michael Loop on the floor here in the nightcap. 12-10. Marion Local. Bryn Arling continues to serve. That'll be dug by Aubrey Kanapke. Up to Faith Wendell. Middle set, Marissa Garkey over everybody out of bounds. 13-10. Timeout Indian. Set 2. Marion Local 13. And 4-10 on your sports leader, WCSM.
Ohio Production Paint and Assembly Corporation, also known as OPAC, has been striving to exceed their customers' expectations since the day they opened in 2000. While they specialize in exterior doors, their highly trained staff has the knowledge and skills to handle all your painting, staining, and assembly needs. Learn more about OPAC and what they can do by stopping into their facility right on 705 or visit their website at opacpaint.com. OPAC, putting the world in color.
Kuhlsman Automotive has enjoyed and taken pride in serving the local community for over 70 years. From a simple tune-up to complete engine overhauls, they've been there. With friendly staff and fourth-generation mechanics, they've been providing top-notch service to maintain your safety. Kuhlsman Automotive thanks all of their customers for a great year. Kuhlsman Automotive, on State Route 274 and 716 in Chickasaw, and in the Marion Township Industrial Park.
Now the Indians trail 13-11. Marissa Garkey's back to do the serving. Garkey from the right back position. That'll be an ace as that'll dig a nose diver by the left sideline. A diving Lydia Iver could not put that in place. So back-to-back points. The Flyers had one on a 7-0 run. Trail 10-6. Took a 13-10 lead. Now 13-12. There's another Garkey serve. Iver to dig. Up to Julia Moeller. Middle set goes to Stella Hilson. That'll be dug by Kanapke and in the sand. Hilton to kill. And it'll make it 14-12, Marion Local. Flyers left that first set 25-22. Substitutions, Marion Local. Nicole Frank will join Nora Eckstein and Stella Hilsman in the front row. Lydia Eifert, Olivia Winter, and the server, Natalie Evers, in the back row. Aubrey Kanapke, Marissa Garkey, and Grace Guggenbiller in serve recession for Coach Guggenbiller. There's Guggenbiller up to face Wendell. Wendell back to Guggenbiller, and that one is good. Far left corner of the defense found pay dirt. Little give and go that time, makes it 14-13. Indians within one. They said Marion Local, four games this weekend, lost on Sunday to Louisville Mail and played Ryle out of Kentucky again. Lost all four sets on Sunday. Now Natalie Evers sets up Stella Hilsman. Blocked for a point. Whitley Rammel put the wall up. Rammel, 34 blocks coming into the day. One of the top blockers in the Midwest Athletic Conference, maybe the top blocker statistically. There's a great Guggenbiller serve. Olivia Winter digs up to Natalie Evers. Back set over to Nora Eckstein. Dug in the back row by Garkey to Faith Wendell. And now Tegan Forkamp from the 10-foot line, and nobody home in the far right corner. And Forkamp will give Fort Recovery a 15-14 lead here. In our second set of the varsity match, JV was a dandy. Fort Recovery won the first set 32-30. But Marion Local comes back and wins second and 2 and 3, 25-22 and 25-23, excuse me. Eifert to Evers. Evers sets up Stella Hilsman. Dug by Grace Guggenbill all the way across to Hilsman. Finale Evers. Back set Nicole Frank. And that is off a couple Indians and out of bounds. We're tied up at 15-15. Ties at 6, 10, 14, and 15 here in set number 2. And now Nora Eckstein will rotate back to serve the Pearson. Garkey and Aubrey Kanapke back here. Forkamp, Wendell and Rammel in the front row. It'll be dug by Pearson up to Faith Wendell. She'll back set Tegan Forkamp. That's Eifert to Frank. Free ball by Natalie Evers. Blocked by Rammel for a point. Whitley Rammel with the block. Full recovery, a 16-15 lead. Tully Luthold back into the Indian lineup. Andy Bollenkamp as well. Bollenkamp will go back to serve. Libero Lydia Eifert in the middle of that back row, and Nora Eckstein to her right, Chloe Ronnebaum to her left, awaiting the serve reception of the ninth grader. Bollenkamp's serve is not going to make it across. The service error will tie us up yet again at 16-16. Meyerson Indians. Indians 2-1 in conference play, 5-5 overall. Marion Local 3-11, 0-3 in the MAC. There's a Lydia Eifert serve, dug by Aubrey Kanapke. Kenny Mollenkamp bumps that over to Whitley Rammel. Eckstein got to it, then free ball by Kaney. There's Mollenkamp. Kanapke bumps that Whitley Rammel. Count it. Good bump set that time by the libero Aubrey Kanapke. Rammel went right down the right sideline, her right sideline. Marion Local's defensive left side. That'll make it 17-16. And heading back to serve now will be Aldra Butt, 5'8 junior defensive specialist. A lefty from the middle back position. Lydia Eifert on the dig, and now a battle at the net, won by Marissa Garkey. Natalie Evers went up and battled, but Evers was hitting it illegally as she's a back row player. Can't leave your feet in front of that 10-foot line, but that's the only way she can make a play. That'll make it 18-16. Indians up by a pair. Kanapke will serve it up again. Eifert up to Evers. Bump set to Nicole Frank. She'll hit one deep. Kenny Mollenkamp all the way across. And Katie will eat it up. Lindsay Kenny with one of those big eye hits that we talk about. Put it straight down right behind that 10-foot line. And the Flyers within one now, 18-17. Heading back to serve will be Nicole Frank. Aubrey Kanapke, Audra Bump, and Marissa Garkey. All behind that 10-foot line with Mollenkamp, Luthold, and Rammel in front of it. There's the Frank serve. Audra Bump. Kenny Mollenkamp sets up Marissa Garkey. Never made it across. Kenning and Evers were there to try to prevent it. Not needed that time. And we got another tie at 18-18. That is now six ties here in set number 2. Serving up again will be Frank. That'll be dug by Marissa Garkey. To Kenny Mollenkamp. Back to Garkey, and she'll fist bump that one across the X side. To Evers. Comes our way to Chloe Ronnebaum. Hit it over everybody. The freshman had a lot of juice behind him, but that was one hopping off the fence out of here. And Fort Recovery back on top late here in set number 2, 19-18. Fort Recovery won that first set, 25-22. Whitley Rammel will serve from the right back position. Eifert, Eckstein, and Chloe Ronnebaum in that back row for head coach Anthony Chappell's Flyers. This will be Lydia Eifert up to Julia Moeller. Moeller sets up Chloe Ronnebaum, and that one is touch. They're saying touch. May have went out of bounds. I'm not sure if it was in or out. Doesn't matter. The Indians got a ball on it up front. And that'll make the score now 19-19. We'll see who gets the 21st after this Chloe Ronnebaum serve. Bump, Kanapke, and Garkey deep. This will be Aldra Bump. Up to Kenny Mollenkamp. She'll go cross court to Grace Guggenbiller from the 10-foot line and hit the line. The back line. As Lindsay Winter says, that one is in. Lindsay Walters, used to be Lindsay Winter, back in the olden days. And the score now 20-19 advantage for recovery. And Faith Wendell will go back to the serving. The 5'6 junior leads them for the fifth. And 4.8%. She'll serve that one into the nylon. Got another tie. A whole bunch of ties here in this one. Check my numbers here. That's 8 ties. 20-20. We'll play the 5 if you lead by 2. You got a set 2 victory. Bryn Arling back into the serving, the sophomore. And some points before, we'll serve right at Kanapke. Wendell sets up Garkey, hit it out of bounds. Marion Local with the lead at 21-20 here at set number 2. Bryn Arling getting it done right now from the service area. The sophomore played it with that victorious JV team here tonight. From the left back position, that'll be Kanapke to Wendell. Sets up Tegan Forkamp. That never made it across. Eve Mesher and Stella Hilsman were there. Not needed. 22-20. Timeout. Indian. Flyers lead on your sports leader, WCSM.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Years ago, Jeff and Mark Bruns wanted to create the area's most respected lumber company.
Nailed it.
When the community and local sports teams needed support, Shuckman Lumber was there.
Nailed it.
When the demand grew, Shuckman Lumber grew.
Nailed it and boarded it.
They helped design and provide materials for homes, businesses, condos, storage sheds, dairy barns, and even Santa's house.
Nailed it, and ho, ho, ho.
Shuckman Lumber on West Columbus and St. Henry would like to thank you for 25 years.
Nailed it.
I think they get it.
Faith Wendell bump, back to bump, she'll free ball that cross, dug by Bryn Arling, up to Julia Muller, middle set to Stella Hilsman, dug by bump again, now middle set goes to Grace Guggenmiller, off the block and down, good set that time by Faith Wendell, Grace Guggenmiller hit off the block, that'll make it 22-21, Indians within a point, Indians won the first set 25-22, Flyers trying to break a 6-game losing streak, coming at 3-11 on the campaign, because of Marissa Garkey's serve. That'll be right at Lydia Eifert. She'll go up to Julia Muller. Muller's going to free ball that one. That's Audrey Kanapke. Now cross court. Wendell over to Mara Pearson off the block and out of bounds. Pearson to kill. Indians a point. They'll make it 22-22. And now Marion Local will take a timeout. We'll take a break with them as well. 22-22. Set two. Deuces oiled on your sports leader, WCSM.
Holman Inc. has worked hard to help build your farm from the ground up, and we've enjoyed being a part of that. Hi, this is Dale Everman from Holman Incorporated and Maria Stein. Holman Inc. has been your local solution to diversifying and helping maximize your return on your family farm. We strive to provide you with exceptional service, the right solution to fit your needs, and a good feeling even after the sale. Holman Inc. thanks you. Holman Inc., a family-owned and operated business caring about your family farm since 1958.
Hi, I'm Justin. St. Henry Tile Company and its divisions in Ohio, Grand Lake Builder Supply, Wayne Builder Supply, and Minster Supply, and our Indiana locations, Burn Ready Mix, Pendle Sand and Gravel, and Richmond Builder Supply, are all partners in providing the people in our service area with quality construction products like ready mix concrete, block, brick, stone, steel, PVC, and a vast amount of other hard building supplies. Visit our website at sthenrytileco.com or give us a call. We're here to help you with all your building supply needs.
Stella Hilsman with the kill, and Marion Local now a 23-22 lead. Natalie Evers back into the serving. That'll be dug by Marissa Carkey all the way across and out of bounds. Point, Marion Local, and now the Flyers 1 point away from making this a 1-1 matchup. As the four recovery won the first set 25-22, now 24-22. Natalie Evers doing the serving. Her target will be Marissa Carkey. Up to Faith Wendell. Wendell going to backstep Grace Guggenmiller. That's dug by Evers. So Lydia Ivers still bumps that over to Nicole Frank. Dug by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell cross court over to Mara Pearson. Dug in the back row by Ivers. To Evers. Quick set Stella Hilsman. Dug by Garkey to Pearson. Wendell will free ball that one deep. Dug by Olivia Winter. Evers sets up Norex. And that's all the block to Pearson. To Faith Wendell. Quick set Grace Guggenmiller. Count it. Nobody home in that right corner. Point. More recovery. And the Indians a point away from tying us up right now. 24-23. Set number two. Grace Guggenbiller back to third. Lydia Eifert in the middle of that back row. Nora Eckstein to her right. Olivia Winter to her left. The three targets for the senior Grace Guggenbiller. Eifert. And that one's going to go under the net as Evers cannot get to it. Excuse me. We're tied, I think, for the ninth time. 24-24. Yeah, nine ties. Now Eifert with the dig. Evers cannot get that one out of the net. And it's now 25-24. Three straight points for the Indians. And now they have a chance to take a 2-0 advantage here in the match. With Grace Guggenbiller still at the trigger. Eifert, Eckstein, and a winner. There's Lydia Eifert up to Natalie Evers. Back set to Eckstein off the block. Chased down by Pearson to Whitley Rammel. Winner to Evers. Evers sets up Nora Eckstein. Block for a point. Whitley Rammel the block. Point. Indian. And that will make the score now 26-24. That two belongs to Bowery coverage. Indians 26. Flyers 24. Indians won the first set. 25-22 when we return. We'll play set three for recovery with a 2-0 advantage on your sports leader, WCSM.
So you've wheeled out the grill and fired it up, and you tossed on four of the finest marinated pork chops you've ever received from Winners Meats. You've got the picnic table set with all the trimmings from baked beans to potato salad, even some of Winners' award-winning summer sausage and cold cuts. Now, settle in for a mouth-watering meal from Winners and enjoy. And as for your nosy neighbors, tell them to get their own. Everyone loves a winner. Winners Meats in Osgood.
Mercer Health's newest location, Mercer Health Medical Group at East Market, is located at 329 East Market Street in Salina. Appointments can be scheduled using Mercer Health MyChart or by calling the office at 567-890-7124. Mercer Health Medical Group also offers six other primary care locations conveniently located throughout the area. For more information about Mercer Health Medical Group family practice locations and providers, visit mercer-health.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalb Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalb Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup to operation and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalbpharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalb Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Very good matchup in set number two. We had nine ties. The last one at 24-24. But Mary Local got out to an early 3-1 advantage, 5-2 advantage. Next thing you know, four recovery ties at six. Indians going a 4-0 run of their own to take a 10-6 lead. That would be countered with a 7-0 run for Marion Local. And the next thing you know, the Flyers led 13-10. Indians would come back and tie it at 14. Flyers tie it at 15. Flyers tie it at 16. Flyers tied at 18, Flyers tied at 19, Flyers tied at 20, the Indians tied at 22, and then it's 24-24, and the next thing, then we peek at that, the 24-24 was a full recovery coming back to tie, and they win 26-24. For Marion Local, Nora Eckstein a kill and a couple service points, Stella Elsman four kills. Nicole Frank, five kills and four service points. Lindsay Canning, three kills and a block. Chloe Ronnebaum, five kills and four service points. And it's Bryn Arling with eight service points. Did a nice job in Southmore. For full recovery, Marissa Garkey, three kills, a block, eight service points. Mara Pearson, two kills and a block. Tegan Forkin, four kills and a couple blocks. Grace Guggenbiller, six kills, two blocks, seven service points. Willie Rambo with three kills and four blocks, two service points. Candy Mollenkamp, a couple service points. And Faith Wendell, five service points. Audra Buck, one service point. Team numbers, Mary Local, 20 kills. They had one block. That was back in the first set. And they've got 21 service points. On the full recovery, Indians, 16 kills. Nine blocks unofficially. And they've got 25 service points in to go around. We're ready to play set number three. It'll be Nora Eckstein serving for Marion Local. Her target will be Marissa Garkey. Up to Faith Wendell. She'll back that Grace Guggenbiller. Off the block and on the Flyers side. Stella Hilsman sure acting like she is the one that did that. She teamed up with Chloe Ronnebaum. We'll put it on Hilsman's chart. That'll make the score now 1-0 Marion Local. Flyers need to win set three if they want to play any more tonight as they trail 2-0. Nora Eckstein will serve it up again from the right back position. Marissa Garkey up to Faith Wendell. Wendell goes over to Tegan Forkamp. Dug in the back row by Eckstein. to Natalie Evers. Evers sets up fellow freshman Chloe Reinema. Dug by Marissa Garkey. Faith Wendell, cross-court Tegan. Forecamp. Nice stick by Lady Ivor. Evers. Back set Nicole. Frank hit it. Actually, I thought it was going to go out of bounds, but Wendell got to it. Now Garkey. And then a free ball by Grace Guggenbiller. There's Ivor to Natalie Evers. Back set to Frank off the block. That's going to be picked up by Garkey. Chased down by Aubrey Kanapke. And now Tegan Forecamp from the 10-foot line. Evers to Ivor. Bump set over to Nicole Frank off the high hands and down. Nicole Frank the kill. Point Marion local. And an early 2-0 advantage for the Flyers here in the third set. Warwick Every won the first set 25-22. The Indians also claim set two in comeback fashion 26-24. And now from the middle back, but actually right back position, the traditional spot, X-Dine server go right into the nylon. That'll make the score 2-1. Whitley Ramel back in the Indian lineup. She'll join Tegan Forecamp and Mara Pearson in the front row. Back row, you got Garkey, Faith Wendell, and the server, Grace Guggenbiller. Target, Eifert, Rana Baum, and Eckstein. This will be Lydia Eifert. Up to Natalie Evers. Evers sets up Chloe Ronemann. That's off the hands picked up by Guggenbiller. Faith Wendell picks up Whitley. Ramel, nobody home. Ramel on the quick set found an opening in the left corner. We got our first tie here in our third set, 2-2. Dandy JV game tonight. Corey Kerry won the first one, 32-30. Flyers went set 2 and 3, 25-22 and 25-23. Now Natalie Evers over to Stella Hillsman, puts it deep. There's Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Quick set Whitley. Ramel count it. Ramel caught that back line. That'll make the score now 3-2. Advantage for recovery. That's three straight Indian points. They trail 2-0 at one time. And now Grace Guggenbiller gets to serve it up again. Guggenbiller's target will be Lydia Eifert. Up to Natalie Evers. Back set. Nicole Frank. Nice dig by Guggenbiller, but that's heading out of bounds. That was well hit by Frank. Guggenbiller just got a couple of hands on it, but shoots it over to the Flyers student section, who are all decked down red and white tonight. And we're tied at 3-3 here. And now the serve will be Lydia Eifert. Eifert's target, Marissa Garkey. To Faith Wendell. Wendell's going to go back. Set to Tegan Forecamp. Off the block back on the Indian side and down. Lindsay Koenig. Looks like she's celebrating. The birthday girl from yesterday, by the way. Turned 17, according to AD Dan Koenig. And now it's 4-3. Advantage Marion Local here in our third set of the evening. And now the serve, Lydia Eifert again. Mara Pearson up to Faith Wendell. Back to Pearson up the middle block. And Tegan Forecamp free ball that one home. On the second hit, Forecamp will find that little X we talked about, just the air behind it at the 10-foot line. And we're tied at 4-4 right now. Flyers 4, Indians 4. Lily Luthold back in the game. She'll play some front row while Kenny Mullen can. They will go back and serve and do some setting. The freshman sends out across. Lydia Eifert on the dig. Up to Natalie Evers. Quick set Lindsay Koenig in. Never made it across. Timing just a little bit off that time between the freshman and the junior. Gives for recovery a 5-4 lead. And now Kenny Mullenkamp will serve it again from the right back position. Ronnebaum, Eifert right between him, Nora Eckstein. This will be Lydia Eifert, and that one's going to go down on the Flyers' side. That'll make the score now 6-4. Indians lead the match 2-0, 25-22, 26-24. We'll recover back at Dale Hoats Southern Henry right here in your Sports Leader Thursday night. Well, Marion Local makes a short trip to Venture on Thursday night in conference play. That serve will go right into the nylon ball on the full recovery side. And Marion Local now within a point at 6-5. And back to serve will be Nicole Frank. We'll check her targets. The left-hander into the net. Service error for service error. And full recovery back up by a pair of 7-5. Julia Bowler back into the Flyer lineup. Eve Mesher back into the Flyer lineup. Audra Buck comes in for the Indians. Buck will do the serving. Libero Lydia Eifert. To her left, you got Nora Eckstein and Chloe Ronnebaum. Three underclassmen back there awaiting junior under Buck serve. There's the Buck serve. Lydia Eifert, that one sending off the fence out of here off of Eifert. The good serve by Audra Buck. That'll be an ace, and we'll give poor recovery a three-point lead at 8-5. Audra Bupp will serve it again from the middle back position. The left-hander sends it across. Lydia Eifert on the dig. Up to Julia Moeller. Wrap around Lindsay Koenig. Bump back here. Now Kenny Mullenkamp fits it across. Eckstein Moeller back to Koenig and still put one home. Went over the double block of Bramble and Luthold. Got just enough of it. Actually landed in front of the 10-foot line. Then on the Koenig kill. Flyers went in two at 8-6. Chloe Ronnebaum serves it up again.
We did get a couple scores from the FM side, a pair of 25-19 games. Coldwater and New Bremen were tied. They both won one of those. Chase down and now three ball across by Lydia Eifert. There's Buck. The Mollenkamp. Wrap around Whitley. Ribble! And that one is down. Julia Bowler got to it. And then a couple Flyers went chasing after. They could not get to it. And on the Rammel kill, for recovery, who leads the match 2-0, leads this one 9-6. This one being set number 3. And now Rammel will serve. Olivia Winter, Lydia Eifert, and Nora Eckstein deep. This will be Olivia Winter on the dig. Up to Julia Moeller. Middle set to Caney. Now free balls back to Indian. Mollenkamp. Buck. Now Lily Luthold off the block. Picked up by Caney. Julia Moeller now back row attack. Olivia Winter. That one's not going to cross. 10-6 at Danny's right now for recovery. They lead the match 2-0. Willie Rammel will continue to serve to Eifert, Winter, and Nora Eckstein back here. Senior Whitley Rammel serves it across. Winter on the dig to Guggenbiller. Mollenkamp back to Lily Luthold is not going to get to it. Miscommunication that time by the Indians will put a point on the Marion local side. Stella Hilsman and Bryn Farling back into the game. I think we're getting an update here. Henry wins in 4. Henry took the third one, and we'll give you those scores here in just a minute. Let me check those out here. 15-15, a bunch of 50. Henry Redskins knocked off Versailles in 4 tonight. There's a dig by Olivia Winter to Julia Moeller. Sets up Nora Eckstein. That is Garkey. Dug by Eve Mesher on the Flyer side to Julia Moeller. Quick set goes to Hilsman. Mollenkamp to Kanapke. And then free ball by Marissa Garkey. Dug by Olivia Winter to Julia Moeller. Comes our way to Nora Eckstein. Down it's good. Swing by Eckstein. We'll cut the Flyer deficit to 10-8. But Sanria Winter tonight, 25-27. 25-14, 25-15, 25-15. Redskins, we check our numbers here. We'll go to 2-2 in conference play while Versailles will fall to 2-2 in conference play. Bryn Arling, who's really getting it done. And we got a yellow card out for some reason. Right now it's 10-8, correct? 10-8? Okay, maybe out of rotation is what we're hearing. So right now we're going to find out. It's 10-8 right now. We may have somebody filling at chin serve. We're going to find out. I think we had a yellow card out. And that may indicate we got a problem here. Again, they will cipher that out. Versailles again will go to 6-6 on the campaign. 2-2 in the MAC with that setback tonight. Sanford Redskins go to 2-2 in conference play as well with the win. And the number 5 team in the state goes to 7-4 on the campaign. And now Brent Harling, another service point. Harling with the 8th. It's now 10-9, so no problem. Everybody must have been in rotation there. But it was 10-6. Now 3 straight fire points makes it 10-9. Harling serve again, and that one is out of bounds. Just missed the back end of the line. As A.D. Dan Canning, who does it all, will get that volleyball out by the hallway area. And now we got substitution. Set the lineup. Easy to do. Tegan Forkamp, Marissa Garkey, and Grace Dugemiller in the front row. While Faith Wendell, who just came back in, joins Audra Buff and Aubrey Kanapke in the back row. That's the serve picked up by Lydia Eifert to Julia Moeller. Quick set, Stella Hilsman. Block for a point. Tegan Forkamp got that block. And on back-to-back Indian point, they now lead 12-9. Getting big matchup in Coldwater night. The last report we had was 25-19 tied up there. There's Mollenkamp. Actually, the game in New Bremen against Coldwater. That one bit into the net. And now the Indians up by 4 again, 13-9. They had a 4-point lead not too long ago at 10-6. The Flyers came back all the way to a 10-9 deficit. Lydia Eifert to dig. Chased down by Olivia Winter. Now from the 10-foot line, Nora Eckstein. That will go off of Aubrey Kanapke and out of bounds. Nora Eckstein still will cut the Flyer deficit to 3, 13-10. Walpock knocked off Kaleida tonight in 3, 25-22, 25-18, and 25-13. Walpock over that 500 mark as well. Now the stir from the right back position will be Natalie Evers, the freshman. Aubrey Kanapke, Audra Bupp, and Marissa Garkey behind that 10-foot line. This will be Audra Bupp up to Faith Wendell. She'll back set Marissa Garkey. Blocked for a point. And we check that out. I think that was going to be Nora Eckstein. Eckstein, I think, 8-9 teamed up there. Stella Hilsman there as well. But I think Eckstein's the one that we're going to give credit to.
It's a Flyer point. That's what they're worried about. Make the 13-11 Flyers with a pair. Natalie Evers serves it up again. Dug by Aubrey Konapke. Up to face Wendell. Wendell sets up Tegan. Forecamp. Olivia Winter the dig. To Natalie Evers. Back set Nicole Frank. Count it. Frank to kill. Three straight Flyer points. It's been a game of run. 3-4 for both teams. And at the present time, we're right in the middle of set number three, and it's 13-12 advantage before recovery innings, but Evers a chance to tie it up here from the service area. That'll be Aubrey Konapke up to Faith Wendell. Wendell's going to set up Garkey. That's going to be blocked, and now back on the Indian side. And now Garkey going to try it again. She'll roll it over and score. Went off the nylon, which killed the timing for Marion Local, and on the Marissa Garkey kill. It's a 14-12 Indian lead. Now Garkey, one of five seniors on the roster, will head back to do the serving. Coming in tonight, she had 10 aces, averaging 2.7 kills per set as well. From the right back position, Lydia Eifert the dig. Up to Natalie Evers, sets up Nicole Frank from the middle. She'll bloop one across and then free ball by Aubrey Konapke. There's Winter. Evers sets up Hilsman, and that never made it across. A little bit of mistiming that time. And again, the Indians have opened up a three-point advantage at 15-12. Flyers have come back and got it within a single point on different occasions. And now the serve again will be Garkey. Eifert, Winter, Eckstein, the target. This is going to be a blooper. It's going to be Nicole Frank. Natalie Evers sets up Stella Hilsman off the block. It's Pearson. To Faith Wendell. She'll back set Tegan Forecamp. She'll roll one in. Nice dig by Olivia Winter all the way across. Konapke, Wendell, middle set, Grace Guggenbiller down. Guggenbiller the kill and again for recovery up by four. 16-12. And Marissa Garkey will serve it up again. Lydia Eifert flanked to her right. Nora Eckstein and to her left. Olivia Winter. 4-point Indian advantage. They lead the match 2-0. Little blooper. Dug by Nora Eckstein to Natalie Evers. Bump set over to Stella Hilsman. Headed over everybody. That'll make it 17-12. Timeout Marion Local. Indians 17. Flyers 12. Set number 3 on your sports leader WCSM.
Hi, I'm Stacey Voorhees, your local McDonald's owner-operator, and I have 9,000 reward points. What are reward or loyalty points? Every time you visit our restaurants and use your McDonald's app, you'll earn points with your order. Once you have points, you earn free food and beverages. Plus, there are always great deals and offers in the app. So download the McDonald's app today.
So, Mr. Galactor, we were able to fix all the damage to your car.
Great. My evil schemes really take a toll on the wheels.
Yeah, the laser blast and claw marks buffed right out.
And my debris?
Good as new.
Excellent.
Carriage Works can repair practically anything in their huge state-of-the-art facility, all with an upfront and fair price. Carriage Works, on the east edge of St. Henry on 118. Carriage Works, your ultimate body shop.
Oh, and good luck with that whole world domination thing.
Thanks, beauty human.
Welcome back. Digging out some Rusey Fort Laramie scores. We'll get those in just a moment. There's a Garkey serve, and that's going to be chased up by Olivia Winter. Now free ball across by Nicole Frank. Back on the Indian side, all the way across, and slammed home by Stella Hilsman. Good recovery by the Flyers. But Rusey and Fort Laramie, good one there. Fort Laramie won the second set 25-20. You look at the third set. Rusey comes back and wins the third set as well. Those two teams tied for the league championship last year. Right now, Fort Laramie ahead of everybody by two games in that conference. Now, Wendell backs that Grace Guggenbiller off the hand. Picked up by Lydia Ivers. She'll go to Natalie Evers. Right over to Chloe Ronnebaum. Somehow got it across to Guggenbiller. To Faith Wendell. Wendell over to Mara Pearson. Tried to bloop one across. Natalie Evers bumped it. Now Stella Hilsman off the net. Picked up by Tegan Forecamp. To Faith Wendell. Cross court. Mara Pearson. Nice dig by Lydia Ivers and Natalie Evers. Back set Nicole Frank. Dug it back row by Garkey. She'll go to Faith Wendell. Now Garkey right back from the 10-foot line. Eifert again gets to it to Evers and then into the net. Lydia Eifert, nice playing on a couple different shots there. 18-15, 5-point lead right now for the Marion, or I should say the full recovery Indians. 18-13. Grace Guggenbiller will serve. Fort Laramie, by the way, 9-3 on the campaign, 6-0 in a Shelby County Athletic League. There's a 30 there. But that point on the Marion local side. And they're within four at 18-14. Third set of the night. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-22. Indians also win the second set. And comeback patient 26-24, Eifert served. It's going to be an ace. This Pearson could not put that one in play. That'll make it 18-15. The advantage right now belongs to Fort Recovery. Little Mo right now with Lydia Eifert and the Flyers. Eifert serving the air. Dug by Mara Pearson. Pearson will go to Faith Wendell. Back to Tegan Forkamp. Out the block. Forkamp. Wendell. Now Garthie up to hit it on the third hit. Dug in the back row by Eckstein, and that one's going out of bounds. Good swing by Deegan Forkamp from about 15 foot deep. Kendi Molenkamp, Lily Luthold back into the Indian lineup. Molenkamp will set and serve. Luthold will join Rammel and Pearson in that front row. Kendi Molenkamp, the ninth grader, one of her targets, the ninth grader back here in Chloe Ronnebaum. To her right, Nora Eckstein, and to her right, Lydia Eifert in that back row. Served by Molenkamp. That'll be Nora Eckstein. Up to Natalie Evers, sets up Lindsay Koenig. Nice job, and then Rammel on the second hit. Hit to the cross. Koenig did a nice job, just put it in play. Indians scramble in a hurry, and that will lead to a fire timeout. For recovery 20, Mary Local 15, your sports leader, WCSM.
Stay tuned for more ladies volleyball, because this is where champions are made, where scholarships are earned, where future Olympians are trained, and life lessons learned. Hometown is proud to support our local ladies volleyball teams. At Hometown, we're rebuilding, building championship caliber fiber and wireless networks. We're rebuilding with state-of-the-art equipment into a gold medal-worthy systems. At Hometown, we are dedicated to our customers, our community, and our company.
Fast Affordable Care, Grand Lake Urgent Care is committed to serving you and your family. Grand Lake Health Systems offers urgent care in person on our main campus, or you can access our new virtual care anytime from the convenience of your own home. Virtual urgent care is available from your computer or mobile device by using the link at www.grandlakehealth.org, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon and 1 to 9 p.m., and on Saturday through Sunday, 10 to 5 p.m. Urgent care can be utilized for those non-emergent conditions such as sports injuries, poison ivy, pink eye, muscle joint pain, nausea, vomiting, colds and flus, and more. We are ready to care for you.
Kenny Molenkamp will serve after the Flyer timeout. 20-15 Indians. Lydia Eifert on the dig. Goes up to Natalie Evers. Back set to Nicole Frank. And that one is down. Another good move by Nicole Frank. Her number's starting to add up a little bit. She is just one away from double digits tonight. 9 kills to lead everybody on the Flyer side. On the Indian side, as we peek at our numbers real quickly, very balanced tonight. Forkamp with 6. Guggenbiller with 7. And Rammel with 7. Here's a serve dug by Kanapke. Molenkamp sets up Mara Pearson, hits it deep. Eckstein back there to Natalie Evers. Comes our way to Chloe Ronnebaum. That's a good swing. Picked up by Garkey to Aubrey Kanapke. And now Whitley Rammel free ball it deep. Nora Eckstein up to Natalie Evers. Wrap around Lindsay Koenig. Down it. Good wrap around that time from Evers to Koenig. Went from the right front to the right back of the Indian defense. Back-to-back Flyer points, and they're within 3:20-17 right now in our third set. Nicole Frankel serve it up again to lefty. Good serve to Aubrey Kanapke. To Kenny Molenkamp, back to Mara Pearson, and nice swing by Pearson. Went from right front to just about right front, just barely went behind that 10-foot line. Substitution Flyers. Julia Moeller back in the game. Eve Mesher as well. Moeller will come back and do some setting. She's in the front row, actually, with Koenig and Mesher. There's a serve dug by Lydia Eifert. Julia Moeller, another wraparound by Koenig, and another point. Indians earned the net, but Koenig went down with it anyway. That'll make it 21-18. Chloe Ronnebaum, the freshman, back to do the serving. Aubrey Kanapke, Audra Bupp, and Marissa Garkey behind that 10-foot line. The Ronnebaum serve off the net, picked up by Kanapke. Molenkamp back set Whitley. Rammel, good swing by Rammel. Good back set as well that time by the freshman, Kathy Molenkamp. And the Indians, who won the first two sets, now a 22-18 advantage in the third set here at Maria Stein. Winner, Eifert. Eckstein behind the 10-foot line awaiting the serve of Whitley Rammel. Rammel from the traditional right back position has it dug by Olivia Winter. She'll go to Julia Moeller. Sets up Nora Eckstein off the block and on the Indian side. Lily Luthold and Grace Guggenbiller were there. But Eckstein went right off of both of them, I believe. That makes it 22-19. 3-point lead for full recovery. Served back to Brent Arling, who's been their best server here as of late. The sophomore, who also played on that victorious JV team tonight. Arling from the left back position. Dug that time by Buck Molenkamp. Sets up Grace Guggenbiller, and that would hit the line as well. The Indians have found a lot of chalk tonight. That makes it 23-19. Lindsay Koenig back in, and she'll be replaced by Lydia Eifert in a normal rotation. And also, Della Hilsman stayed in the front row with Julia Moeller and Eve Mesham. Back row, Olivia Winter, Nora Eckstein, and Lydia Eifert awaiting the serve of Faith Winter, who just checked in. Eifert to Winter, bump set to Eve Mesher, off the block and down. Good swing by Eve Mesher. She'll cut the deficit to three here awful late in our third set, 23-20. We did get an update. New Bremen now leading for me, or Coldwater at New Bremen, 2-1, as the Cardinals won the third set on 96.7 FM, 25-23. Natalie Evers back into serve. Preston sends it across. Aubrey Konapke, Faith Wendell, Marissa Garkey up the middle and hits one inbounds again. Right up the middle for Garkey. And now the Indians a point away from going to 3-1 in conference play and picking up their sixth win of the season. Marion Local has something to say about it yet. Garkey will serve from the right back position. Garkey serves across. That'll be dug by Eckstein up in the rafters to Evers. Sets up Stella Hilsman, took just enough off Guggenbiller to Wendell. Now Garkey a back row delivery, and that ends up on the Indian side. I'm not sure if it made it across. May have been a block one way or another. It ended up on Fort Recovery side. And Marion Local lives on here in our third set, trailing 24-21. And now Nora Eckstein back to serve. Konapke, Guggenbiller, and Garkey. This will be Marissa Garkey. Up to Faith Wendell. Back set to Grace Guggenbiller. Nice dig by Evers to Eckstein. She'll bump set. Nicole Frank. She'll hit one deep and out of bounds. And the Indians are going to pick up a road win tonight as they win the third and final set, 25-21. Indians won the first set, 25-22, and they claim set two, 26-24. Indians now 6-5 in the campaign, 3-1 in the MAC. They will host the Henry right here on your Sports Leader Thursday night, while the Flyers fall to 3-12, 0-4 in MAC play. They go to Minster to battle the Wildcats on Thursday night as well. Indians win in 3 when we return. We'll give you the final number on your Sports Leader WTSM.
Chickasaw Quick Stop is hiring. Need a full or part-time job with flexible hours? Are you a retiree, or are you a mom that just needs to get away from the children and get some adult interaction? Work with quality people. With a $5 an hour bonus incentive and gift cards for any open or partial shift, it's definitely a win-win. Check out a job at Chickasaw Quick Stop, or just stop by and ask. Chickasaw Quick Stop on Route 274 in Chickasaw.
Says your office phone has to be at a desk or even a phone at all. With Wabash's hosted business phone service, you can use all of the features from your phone on your desk with almost any internet-connected device, whether you're at work, at home, or on the move. Having the ability of your team to work from anywhere is just one way Wabash's hosted business phone service can boost your company's productivity. Call Wabash for a demo at 419-942-1111 and learn more at wabash.com.
Back to Flyer Gymnasium. We did get a report from the FM side of the dial, 96.7, and the New Bremen Cardinals remain undefeated. They go to 12-0 in the campaign, knocking off Coldwater tonight. Cavaliers fall to 12-2. Coldwater now 2-2 in conference play. New Bremen 4-0. But the final was there. Coldwater won the first set, 25-19, and then the Cardinals claimed sets 2, 3, and 4, 25-19, 25-23, 25-23. Here, Fort Recovery wins in 3, 25-22, 26-24, 25-21. In that third and final set, as I peek at my numbers here real quickly, we were tied at 2, 3, and 4. The Indians took a small lead at 8-5, increased that to 10-6. It would stay somewhere in that range, 13-9, another four-point advantage. And they finally got it up to 5 at 18-13, stayed there at 20-15. And the final margin of victory, 25-21. Very competitive volleyball match tonight, no doubt about that. Let's take a look at individual numbers first for the victorious Fort Recovery Indians. Marissa Garkey, 5 kills, a block, and 11 service points tonight. Mara Pearson, 3 kills and a block. Tegan Forkamp, 6 kills and 3 blocks. Grace Guggenbiller, big night, 8 kills, 9 service points, and 2 blocks. Whitley Rammel, 8 kills, 4 blocks and 3 service points. Kenny Molenkamp had 5 service points. Audra Bump, a couple service points. And Faith Wendell had 7 service points. For the Marion Local Flyers, Eve Mesher had a kill. Nora Eckstein, 4 kills, 2 blocks and 4 service points. Stella Hilsman with 5 kills and a block. Nicole Frank, 9 kills and 5 service points. Lindsay Koenig with a half a dozen kills and a couple blocks. Well, we routed about 5 kills and 4 service points. It was Julia Moeller who had a kill. It was Lydia Eifert with 4 service points. Brent Arling came in and had 10 service points. And Natalie Evers had 3 service points. Team-wise, hey, thank you very much. Yeah. Hey, again, for Marion Local, 33 kills, 4 blocks, and 30 service points. For the Fort Recovery Indians, 29 kills, 10 blocks, and they had 37 service points. Again, the Indians win in 3. Marion Local won the JV contest tonight. 30-32, 25-22, 25-23. In the varsity field, the Indians 25-22, 26-24, 25-21. Indians now 6-5 on the campaign, 3-1 in the MAC. While the Marion Local Flyers fall to 3-12, 0-4 in MAC play. Indians back at it Thursday night. They'll host St. Henry. While the Marion Local Flyers will travel a short trek into Auglaize County and take on the Minster Wildcats. I'd like to thank our sponsors for tonight. Health Pharmacy, McDonald's, Carriageworth, Hometown, Joint Township Hospital, Grand Lake Health, Chickasaw Quick Stop, Wall Base Internet, TV and Phone, OPAC, Hillsman Automotive, Cooper Farms out of Fort Recovery and San Henry, Shockman Lumber Company, Holman Incorporated, San Henry Tile, Grand Lake Builder Supply, Burn Ready Mix, Mr. Supply, and Wayne Builder Supply, along with Winners Beach Service and Mercer Health. Fort Recovery wins a 3 on your sports leader, WCSM.
Thanks for listening to a WCSM sports presentation.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
your sports leader, WCSM FM.